And now the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk Outlook for this Tuesday, January 3rd, 2017. This morning, the Institute for Supply Management releases its manufacturing index for December. The Commerce Department releases construction spending for November. Spending on construction projects has risen modestly in recent months. It rose 0.5% in October following no change the previous month. The increase reflected a boost in spending on home construction and government projects. Economists predict that pace will continue its modest rise from November. Also today, President-elect Donald Trump expected to testify under oath at Trump Tower just weeks before his inaugurations and lawsuits tied to his Washington, D.C. hotel. Also today, the 115th Congress will be sworn in on Capitol Hill. The House and Senate will convene at 11 a.m. Chicago time today. Later on today, we're going to see from the Journal of the American Medical Association a new report on bone fractures, including a less frequent dosing of drugs for patients with bone metastasis. They say, will not increase the risk of fracture. Those drugs will not. It's a release, a report that's coming out in full later this morning. Also today, two studies will be published focused on firearm violence. The studies take a look at innovative approaches to understanding and responding to firearm homicides, especially in urban areas. That's what we have on the Market Desk Outlook for this Tuesday, January 3rd, 2017. That's our program for today. We'll continue to follow your money throughout the morning right here on 720 WGN. The Steve Cochran Show is coming up next, and we'll be back bright and early tomorrow morning with another edition of The Opening Bell. Our producer is Michael Heideman. Our engineer, Ben Cortez. Our executive producer is Mary Sandberg Boyle. Sorry, Mary, I know you're looking at me. Sorry about that. It's glad to be back, everybody, and see you tomorrow morning. Have a wonderful day.